This is Radio Nepal. I am Srizana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. National Assembly members draw government's attention towards various contemporary issues including natural disasters, inflation and corruption among others. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli lays foundation stones for roads, inaugurates police office in Madhya Province. Speaker Devraj Khimire directs implementation of prop panel findings on civil service bill report errors. And Trump-Putin summit ends without agreement on ending Ukraine war. Now the news in detail. The National Assembly members have drawn the government's attention to pressing national concerns including natural disasters, inflation, corruption and misuse of technology. Speaking during the special hours, lawmakers urged the government to ensure the proper use of communication and technology while eliminating existing anomalies. They emphasized strengthening federalism, describing it as a foundation for building socialism. Members also highlighted the heavy toll of recent natural disasters, with 122 people dead and 22 missing in the last 4 months. They called for immediate relief to victims and stronger disaster preparedness. Lawmakers further demanded the reopening of the landslide-blocked Erniko Highway and warned of possible price hikes during the upcoming festivals. They also expressed concern over growing public dissatisfaction with the government, citing its failure to fulfill people's aspirations. Meanwhile, Minister for Communications and Information Technology Prithvi Subba Gurung, on behalf of Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, presented the annual report of the National Inclusion Commission for 2024-25. Similarly, National Assembly Secretary Dr. Surendra Arial tabled the integrated report of coordination meetings with electoral committees in all 7 provinces. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli was busy in Madhya Province yesterday laying foundation stones and inaugurating key infrastructure projects. In Dhanusa, he laid the foundation stone for a 16-kilometer black-topped road linking Manharpur, Karihani and Simrari under Shahid Marg. The road is being built with joint investment from the World Bank and the Madhya Province government. In Mahottari, the Prime Minister laid the foundation stone for another road under the postal highway connecting Raghunathpur Bazar, Sonmath, Tarhari and Sundarpur. Also in Janakpur Dham, Prime Minister Oli inaugurated the newly built administrative building of the Madhya Province Police. He said the modern facility will strengthen police services and improve security delivery in the region. In a separate event in Lalitpur yesterday, Prime Minister Oli said that all social media platforms operating in Nepal must come under the purview of the law. Speaking at the inaugural session of the Digital Nepal Conclave 2025 organized by the ICT Foundation, the Prime Minister stressed that such platforms should be registered, pay taxes and meet legal obligations. He highlighted the government's recent approval of an artificial intelligence policy aimed at driving development through technology. Prime Minister Oli also pleased support for IT-based income opportunities at home and abroad while assuring stability, good governance and greater private sector involvement in the digital sector. Preparations for the Hindu Kush Himalayan Parliamentary Meeting in Kathmandu have reached the final stage. The 2-day event scheduled for August 18 and 19 is being organized by the Agriculture, Cooperatives and Natural Resource Committee of the Federal Parliament with technical support from the International Center for Integrated Mountain Development ECMOD. Parliamentary representatives from Nepal, India, China, Bangladesh, Bhutan, Myanmar and Pakistan will attend the meeting, which will feature around 25 delegates including committee heads and climate experts. The discussions will focus on the impacts, risks and opportunities of climate change, environmental pollution and biodiversity in the Himalayan region. President Ramchandra Paudel will be the chief guest while Speaker Devraj Khimire will serve as the special guest. Speaker Devraj Khemiri has directed the implementation of the report prepared by the Parliamentary Special Investigation Committee on errors in the Federal Civil Service Bill. He instructed the House Secretary to send letters to parliamentary party officers, the Prime Minister's office and the Council of Ministers for necessary action as recommended by the chief whips of major parties. Letters will also be dispatched to the Ministry of Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, the Ministry of Federal Affairs and General Administration and the Federal Parliament Secretariat. The acting chairperson of the Muslim Commission, Mahamuddin Ali, has submitted the Commission's annual report for 2024-25 to President Ramchandra Paudel. Receiving the report at the office of the President in Sheetal Niwas, President Paudel emphasized that the dignity of all communities must be respected, noting Nepal's identity as a multi-ethnic, multilingual and multicultural nation. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy, India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garnu? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko bare ma zero rahe chau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Foreign Minister Dr. Arzu Rana Deuba has said Nepal-India relations are historic, close and based on cooperation, adding that they must be further strengthened. Speaking at a program organized by the Indian Embassy in Kathmandu to mark India's 79th Independence Day, she highlighted the importance of bilateral cooperation in tackling common challenges such as climate change and sustainable development. Also addressing the event, Deputy Prime Minister and Urban Development Minister Prakash Man Singh described Nepal-India ties as multidimensional, extending across religious, cultural and political spheres. The Nepal Telecommunications Authority and Nepal Telecom have signed an agreement to extend optical fiber networks in Gandaki and Lumbini provinces. The three-year project worth around Rs. 2 billion will be implemented under the Rural Telecommunications Development Fund, RTDF. It aims to lay about 1,900 kilometers of fiber across 23 districts and 194 local levels. The agreement was signed in Kathmandu in the presence of Minister for Communications and Information Technology Prithvi Subba Gurung and Ministry Secretary Radhika Aryal. On the occasion, Minister Gurung stressed the need to expand RTDF projects to Madhes province as well. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Deepak Khadga has stressed the need to push forward mega hydropower and irrigation projects to ensure visible progress. Speaking at the Ministry's annual progress review in Kathmandu yesterday, he said coordinated efforts and responsible work could accelerate development. He urged mobilizing ideal funds laying in banks for the energy sector, noting that foreign investors are eager to invest in Nepal's hydropower and added that the government is prioritizing reservoir-based projects to ensure winter power supply. Meanwhile, officials highlighted persistent issues of land acquisition, use of forest land and poor budget preparation as key hurdles slowing project implementation. The Department of Prison Management has decided to transfer Rashtriya Swatantra Party Chair Ravi Lamithane from Rupandehi Prison to Nakhu Prison in Lalitpur. Lamithane, who is facing a cooperative fraud case, has requested the transfer. According to Department spokesperson Sandesh Prasad Joshi, an official letter has already been sent to Rupandehi Prison and Lamithane will be moved to Nakhu soon with necessary security arrangements. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. The much-anticipated summit between U.S. President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin ended Friday without any agreement on halting the war in Ukraine. The two leaders met for nearly 3 hours in Alaska and later told the media that their talks were productive, though they shared no details and took no questions. It was the first meeting between the U.S. President and the Russian president since Moscow's full-scale invasion of Ukraine in 2022, seen as a diplomatic breakthrough in itself despite the lack of concrete results. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. With the influence of the monsoon winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that today's weather is likely to remain generally cloudy in Sudarpashchim province, along with the hilly regions of the country and partly cloudy in the rest of the parts of the country. Moderate rain is likely to occur at a few places of Lumbini province and Sudarpashchim province and hilly regions of the country and at one or two places of the rest of the parts of the country today. Furthermore, the division has stated that the monsoon conditions in Nepal are weak as the monsoon low pressure line is located south of the mean position. Temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are forecast to range from a minimum of 20 to 22 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 27 to 29 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. National Assembly members draw government's attention towards various contemporary issues including natural disasters, inflation and corruption among others. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli lays foundation stones for roads, inaugurates police office in Madhes province. Speaker Devraj Ghimire directs implementation of probe panel findings on civil service bill report errors. And Trump-Putin summit ends without agreement on ending Ukraine war. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.